State Fish and Game biologist Phil Mooney says that bear sightings every month of the year, even in December, are not uncommon. And although bears enter dens in the winter, they don't necessarily sleep all the time.
But they're not true hibernators, so they do have the ability, if they get disturbed, they can move. So if these are subadults and they happen to be denning in an area where people walking their dogs or just dogs out running kind of get in the vicinity, they can get up and move. Or if there's still food around, that's still a draw for them.
Mooney says the teen bears frequent Sitka because it's safer than moving out into the established home ranges of older bears. Sitkins should not let their guard down, he says, especially if they're out walking early in the dark. And they should always be prepared to see bears in the area chomping on cohos and deer gut piles.
Usually this time of year, they're a little bit more sluggish, and they're not really interested in traveling very far simply because they can't replace the energy that they're burning up. So usually if they are disturbed from a den site, they won't go very far, and they'll try to settle back down again.
Mooney says residents need to stay on top of their trash and be mindful of what they're putting out.
Even though it's colder temperatures and the scent doesn't carry as far, if a bear finds it and it's food, he's going to come back to it.
He says walking in groups and carrying bear spray are good practices in Sitka, even in the winter. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.